Topps may have found a way to capitalize on the war effort, but Hollywood is having a tougher time. For commentator and Hollywood writer John Ridley, Tinseltown has lost some of its sparkle since September 11th.
I used to love going to my office. It's not that I got a particular kick out of being a clock puncher, and my job doesn't always hand me a thrill, but I used to love going to my office because for the last 7 years my office has been at a Hollywood movie studio. Different studios, as I've been contracted by different companies over the years, Fox and Universal and Warner's and Disney. And no matter how middle of the road the TV show I was writing, no matter how much of a hackfest the movie I was rewriting, they were incapable of sucking the magic out of working at a studio. The movie studios aren't exactly like movie studios in movies. There aren't always extras dressed as cowboys and Indians walking around catching a quick smoke between setups. But populating the backlots and sound stages are the ghosts of legendary actors, directors, entire productions that have become cultural artifacts. More than occasionally, you could find yourself passing by some big star who will smile and wave, actually acknowledge you as reward for having earned your way into the fraternal order of make-believe. If you've ever dreamed of working in Hollywood, then the dream's not complete until you've driven through a studio's front gate. Like I said, I used to love going to my office. But these days, going to the office isn't what it was. Following the terrorist attacks of September 11th, when we all had our panic dialed to the max, threats were reportedly made against the Hollywood studios. The threats were nonspecific and so far have been unsubstantiated. Maybe they were made by terrorists, maybe by some nutcase. Maybe they were just from somebody who actually paid $9.50 to see the wedding planner. But the logic went, if Washington is the symbol of our nation's political power and New York the country's financial strength, then Hollywood represents all that's decadent, degenerate, and amoral in Western culture. Well, they sure got that right. So Hollywood put itself on lockdown. Now, on the one hand, you can't blame the studios for being cautious, but Hollywood is about as subtle and efficient with its security as it is with its three-plus-hour gala award show extravaganzas. It's not as if you ever could just drive on to a studio lot anytime you pleased. You had to have a special drive-on pass. But now, one studio requires you to have a drive-on pass as well as an official studio picture ID. Another studio has you navigate a gauntlet of concrete barriers to get to the main gate, preventing you from racing your ride or rent-a truck filled with the biohazard of your choice for the front door. Yet another studio has official IDs, concrete barriers, and every single vehicle is searched by security experts using mirrors and bomb-sniffing dogs. Well, anyway, I think they were security experts. They were actually dressed more like salespeople from the Gap, but the dogs seemed to know what they were doing. Sadly, the studios that were once like campuses of the coolest private schools in the world have turned into ghost towns, the barest minimum of people working the backlots and sound stages. What's ironic is that the purveyors of big-budget action movies now find themselves held hostage by real-life bad guys, the kinds of villains our celluloid heroes used to take down in a tight 2 hours. At any rate, with security in place, the studios remain intact. It's the magic that's gone.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director. He's the author of Love is a Racket and Everybody Smokes in Hell.